Well, the worldwide smash hit Magic Mike Live is about to open in Australia. And joining me on the line is the show's executive producer, Vincent Marini. Welcome, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, tell me about the show, because by all accounts, it's a dance and acrobatic spectacular.
Yeah, I have to tell you, when we did this with Channing Tatum in Las Vegas back in 2017, we never thought that, you know, 3 or 4 years later, it would be in 4 different countries around the world. But it's really one of the most unique, special shows that I've ever been involved in. It's part comedy, part crazy circus act, part male revue. It's got singing. It's got some of the best, literally some of the best dancers in the entire world.
Wow.
Aerial performances. And listen to this. It's literally in one of the most beautiful venues you have ever seen. It is a custom-built venue,
yeah,
a 360-degree venue that is probably one of the most unique pop-up structures in the world. So it's really, really exciting.
Now, it's based on the Magic Mike movie. So was it a challenge to adapt it for the stage?
Yeah, you know, when Channing, when they did the first two films, they were looking to do something to sort of bring the conversation forward. You know, the idea of a male review really hasn't changed since the 70s. So they thought, you know, why don't, like, just like Cirque du Soleil updated Circus, Channing wanted to update the male review. So he created this sort of evening of female entertainment that takes a lot of the ideas and themes from the movie and just takes them to a different level.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of look at it from a female point of view, and we think we've created something that women all over the world really love and enjoy.
Now, what is it, mate, in all that you do and all that you know, what is it you love most about this show?
I think it's the way it makes people just so happy. I mean, we've all been in a crazy period during 2020, and when you're at Magic Mike and you hear the women in the audience screaming and yelling and standing and drinking and having fun, I mean, it's the kind of, like, unbridled joy that you don't really usually get from almost anything else. So I think no matter where I am in the world, whether it's in our show in London or Vegas or Berlin or now Sydney, watching the women watch the show is what gives me the most joy, I think.
I'm talking with Vincent Marini, the executive producer of Magic Mike Live. Let me ask you, Vincent, did you need to change the show to make it COVID safe at all?
Yeah, we made some adjustments to the show. We obviously, since we're reopening the show in all the different cities around the world, we made some subtle changes to the show that I think, you know, we added some different numbers, we changed some things around, we added things like QR-based ordering for your drinks. We did some things that really do, I think, at the end of the day, improve the entire audience experience and also make it COVID safe. So we're really excited about sort of the changes that we made to the show.
So it must be really thrilling for you, mate, to be putting on a big show like this during the pandemic.
Oh, it's literally a gift from God. I mean, being able to relaunch the show in Australia, after, you know, having now 9 months of our show being closed around the world, it's really we're very, very, very fortunate that we're able to do that. So, yeah, I can tell you that every member of the cast, every member of the crew, even the people that are, like, cleaning the theater, everyone is so happy to be back.
Vincent Marini, smash hit Magic Mike Live. God bless you, and I really hope it's a huge success, which it looks like it's going to be. Thank you for talking to us tonight.
Thank you so much.